I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. Governor Andrew Cuomo survived a challenge from the left to win the nomination of the Liberal Working Families Party over the weekend. Cuomo received the endorsement at the party's convention in Albany, but only after a floor fight from liberals unhappy with Cuomo's support for business-friendly tax cuts and charter schools. The governor made promises. He pledged to campaign for a Democratic majority in the state Senate to unite Democratic factions, support for New York State's DREAM Act, for the Women's Equality Act, decriminalization for possessions of small amounts of marijuana, and the ability of cities to set their own minimum wage levels.
Wow, you know, a politician's promises aren't worth the paper they're written on.
Brian Jones, the Green Party's candidate for New York State Lieutenant Governor, dismissed the alliance between the governor and the Working Families Party.
I think it's an outrage that the Working Families Party endorsed Cuomo, who's been so hostile to public housing, hostile to public sector unions, hostile to public education. The idea that he in any way represents working families is outrageous. So that's a scandal and a shame. And I know that there were a lot of good principled people who were holding out hope that they would, you know, put forward a challenger to Cuomo. And while that's certainly disappointing that they failed to do that, I hope now that those people will turn their attention to those of us who are excited about putting forward a challenge to Cuomo and are doing so energetically.
Jones says the Green Party's ticket for governor and lieutenant governor of New York State, the Howie Hawkins and Brian Jones ticket, offers an alternative to the mainstream politics of the Democratic Party. And skepticism remains on the left flank of the Working Families Party about Cuomo. They turn their backs to him as he delivered his message to their convention. There are those who feel the governor prefers a Republican majority in the Senate. That way he won't face both legislative houses sending him progressive legislation. Cuomo faces Republican Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino in the fall election. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.